12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa. And yeah, she's just trying not to be a historian for life and beyond.
Hello, I am Pooja. I'm playing Mira Rao, who, you know, just dealing with your normal, everyday parental expectations, want to take over the family mortuary business and vampire hunting and find a partner, you know, the usual.
Hey, I'm Mac, and I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove, who knows that it's not actually paranoia if they are really out to get you.
Hi, I'm playing Bailey, who is, I guess, the messenger for the messenger god at this point.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
All right, I think we're ready for a little bit of a recap. Last time we got together, you all were able to go back to the library. You did some really good searching because you were able to find some information. The first thing you were looking for was a sigil of some sort that would help you with some protection against this particular messenger god. You also found a spell that seems to banish the messenger god from your reality, at least for a time, and protect yourselves. What the messenger god is looking to do is use you and all of your alternate reality versions as a huge battery to eliminate Lilith, who is one of the only divine or supernatural beings that lives only in one reality and can move between them, just like the messenger god. And for some reason, this is an issue. And it really wants to use you as its power base to be able to wipe them out. Now, the fear is that once the spell goes off and it uses your power, you are snuffed out because the battery will be drained, which you're not 100% sure, but it's a big risk. And plus, Lilith has left you alone after the deal was struck. Her bikers haven't shown up. She hasn't been accosting you. So you're in kind of a hard spot. Meanwhile, Themis came over to meet with you after young Zeus showed up at Mugs of Joe and was completely naked and a lot younger. Looked like he went through some kind of rebirth thing with no memories, so he's slowly remembering stuff. And she made a plan to go down to Hell and find Hera, who's been locked up for many years, so that Hera and Zeus can hopefully work things out and possibly have a new child that would become the muse of history, freeing Maribel from having to do that. And finally, Cecil has been dealing with this unknown quantity of whether or not she is human or alien or a clone or is she the original. All of this stuff has kind of been plaguing Cecil lately. And that's where we're picking it up. The gods have gone and they are going to deal with getting Hera out because it's way too dangerous for you all to even be involved in that. You have your spell. You have found a way to protect yourself from the messenger god. And you had spoken about finding an apartment together and all that. I guess the question is, what do you guys want to do?
So Cecil took all of the pages from various books because she's an absolute monster and is going to import those images into Photoshop and layer them on top of each other, looking for correlating parts of the images to basically make Das Uber Sigil.
All right, so I want you to do two roles for me.
Okay.
I'd like you to do first your regular computer roll.
Okay, I'll do that right now. Dice don't fail me now. No, dice don't fail me now.
Did they fail you?
No.
They failed you, didn't they?
They failed me real hard.
Ooh.
What'd you get?
100.
Oh! Whoa.
The computer catches fire.
Oh, no, not my computer.
God, we're going to have to go analog.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God, it's full of stars. I just imagine she's unlocked this crazy sigil, and it's just going to make her banana pants now. More banana pants.
Let's go to the next role, which will be a cult.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
My dice hate me today. And we just started.
Truly.
I did send all of your dice roses over the week. So.
Rude.
There.
I got a 17 on my occult roll, though, so that one worked out okay.
All right. So you wanted the opposite of those two things.
No!
You're putting this all together, and you start to see that, yeah, they do kind of line up in this weird way, very non-Euclidean. And as you're putting one layer on the next layer, you feel like the room around you is getting darker. You want to stop at some point. You really want to stop, but your occult side really wants to see what happens. The conspiracy side really wants to see what happens. And you put all of the things together and you export it out as a file. And there's literally like 12 sigils stacked on top of each other. And you hit print to print it out. You're kind of cognizant of how dark it is around you. And you just feel a hand put on your shoulder. And you feel like a trickle of blood coming down from your nose. And you hear in your ear,
"Thank you."
And then suddenly the lights come up. Everything comes back to normal. And you have the sigil. Can you make a resolve roll, please?
Yes, sure. I can do that. Oh, God.
Did we notice anything happening?
No, you guys noticed nothing.
I got a 59 under my 70.
I'm going to ask you this, because it is a critical fail on your computer roll. I'm going to say that your computer definitely has some issues with it, and you're going to have to fix it. It's not melted or anything like that, but you did some damage somehow. You moved a root file somewhere, did something when you were in this kind of weird situation, and you'll have to do a little repair work on it, but nothing horrible. That's what happens, and no one else around you seems to notice any of this.
I'm kind of quickly wipe the blood from my nose and try and shake it off as best I can. And I'm just kind of muttering under my breath.
Well, we hear the printer going. Is it actually printing in real life?
Yeah, it printed out.
But
yeah.
Definitely, when I want to wander over there, not noticing her blood. And I want to look at what prints out.
There's this large circular symbol. You can see a five-pointed star in the center. But then under that five-pointed star, which is the elder sign, it's a star with an eye in the center of it. And there is another strange symbol that is below it. And then another one that's in, she's imposed like 12 different symbols on it. But the weird thing is when you look at it, it almost looks 3D, like they're, you can kind of see them stacked on each other if you move the paper around, almost like a hologram. On regular fucking paper from Dot Matrix, you're looking at it and you're kind of like, oh, okay. You start feeling a little ill. Can I get a resolve check, please?
Oh, God. I thought... Okay, because I had... I had a plan. Oh, man. I don't trust. Going after a critical, I just do not. All right. Well, I kind of had a plan. We'll
see if you still have a plan after this.
Okay. Resolve. I can't even remember. I got 44.
Okay, 44 under...
70. I'm okay.
You're okay. Okay.
Yes. Kind of.
So, yeah, you're just feeling a little ill. What was your plan? Oh, and you know what? I want to just see something because you walked over, you looked. Mac, can you just give me, I'm going to say just a straight up dex roll to see if you can get this blood before Bailey realizes what you're doing.
Gotcha. I got a 37 under my 50.
You're pretending like you're blowing your nose or something or whatever, and she doesn't see what's going on and then starts looking at the paper. Anyway, what's your plan, Bailey? What was your idea?
I put the paper down and I back away, but I take out my camera, first use of the camera, and I want, because this last time I used it,
it's like episode season one sometime.
Yeah. I was like, dang, this is like my only skill too, so I should use it. I want to take a picture of it. I'll roll.
All right. So go ahead and roll photograph. You're going to take a picture of this three-dimensional thing.
Okay. I got a 51 under my 69.
Oh, that's great. So you take a picture of this thing and you want to view it in the viewer to see what it looks like. What's the plan?
Yes. I can't tell if this is a bad thing or good thing. And so by the power of the eye test. Okay. I want to see what happens. Does the demon just ring out? I mean, that might be a better ending at this point. Just gets a face eaten.
So unlike the printout that had the hologram, the digital version that you took a picture of doesn't seem to have the same 3D effect. In fact, you don't see any markings at all on the picture version. You're wondering if there's some digital artifacting or something along those lines that are making it change and look inert. You're not quite sure. What are you going to do with the printout version of the picture?
I'm going to fold that because the hologram thing is trippy. So gingerly, probably with my sleeves over my hands. I don't want to touch it with my skin. I'm just going to, let's not even see this little piece of paper of magic.
Wait, what are you doing?
You didn't get the bad feeling when you looked at it?
Well, I mean, it's a sigil. I imagine that it's not going to feel great to look at, but if it helps keep us safe.
I'll say that it's I look around, like, familiar bad feeling. Like, I've very specifically felt it before from someone specific. I'm still trying to fold it.
Are you going to elaborate on someone specific here? Don't wrinkle it. I don't know if that's going to mess up. I'll have to print it out again. And I can't because my computer's jacked up right now.
Can I do a spot hidden on her?
For? What are you spotting?
I really just want to, like, look at her because I'm suspicious of her, but I don't know what would be. I want to give her an emotional look.
Do a psychology roll. I think that.
Am I overhearing any of this?
All of you, you're all four in the same room.
So I'm like, well, we could roll it if you're afraid of it getting wrinkled.
Yeah, I mean, just something. I just don't want it folded across. I mean, this might be something.
I mean, if Bailey says that it's a very specific, targeted, bad feeling, then I think odds are actually better that we messed up the sigil.
All right, well, then you're saying I messed up the sigil, and computers don't lie. Like, it's just, can we just make sure that we've got it on deck? That's all I'm asking.
But are you sure you were combining all the right stuff? Because what if something was in there that shouldn't have been?
Then it warrants further study at some point. But I only have this one printout. My computer, like, whatever it is powerful because my computer isn't working properly.
Which is all the more reason not to keep, like, what might be a messed up sigil around. You can always recreate it. We have the original pages.
And I go towards her to be a little closer, staring into her eyes. about to do a psychology roll.
Okay.
First I'll say, I won't crease it, but there is something here. We don't want it to be open just outwardly to the world. Let's maybe just close it a little bit. I'm speaking from the gut here. Can you trust me?
Look, let's just roll it up, okay? I'll carry it. It's my responsibility.
Because that's worked out super well for us in the past.
Mira, I take one of my hair bands, very flexible and thick, I will say, because of all my beautiful hair as this character. And I would wrap it around gently of this paper, especially because, like, just regular vision, you can see the hologram thing. Does anything happen as I kind of roll it up? I won't crease it.
It feels strange. It almost feels like you're cutting into a layer of something. It's a 3D situation. If you try to make it too tight of a roll, it's a bit obstructed. It can't be pushed down. It feels like a physical thing in your hand. You can still roll it up because it's not that big, but you can feel it. You can definitely feel that there's a force there.
How heavy is it?
It doesn't have a lot of weight, no.
Okay. I guess that's good for carrying. I'm a little icked out, but I do it. I'm like, careful with this. Maybe we can find like a jar or something for it later. But I'm going to give it to Cecil. Why? Because I trust my friendo. We've been through a lot. Don't make me regret it.
And I just take it and I tuck it away really quickly. I'm just like, it's tucked away. It's put away. It's all stuff that was already in books anyway. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm looking at Mira. How does she feel about this?
Not good, but I'm not going to. I mean, this is, it's like, just because it's all in books already separately doesn't mean it's not dangerous.
True. We haven't even looked at the book that, did we both bring books? Oh no, Maribel.
Maribel had a book with a spell in it.
Right, right. Oh my God.
That she's reading through.
I think most of us brought books. Cecil just ripped the pages out. So we just have sigils with no context is what I'm saying. Like, we literally don't have the context for what you've been manipulating.
And there's an eye on it, like, what, like, literally, it's probably watching us. Just to be literal.
Yeah, just to be literal.
Yes, and out of game, Mac knows this is a bad idea.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so happy that you're fighting for it, because I love it. I'm very excited.
No, it's great. I just,
Yeah.
No, yes. No, this is
Yeah, Bailey. No, out of game, ew. I know this is a bad idea. In game, I need to know what happens.
Yeah.
In game, story.
Yes. Exactly. Support.
Yeah. Whereas Mira is like, not saying it, but you have already been possessed.
She's already possessed and she might be a clone and there's a list. It's, you know.
I mean, I'm not gonna get into like anti-clone bias.
Yeah.
But you have literally already been possessed.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot there. So
it's hard to remember, honestly.
So I don't know. It just seems like anything that would have immediately fried your computer, maybe we should be a little bit more careful about.
And I'm going to be careful with it. It's rolled up, it's tucked away. It's fine. And I might have done something with the computer. I don't know. I was kind of in my brain with the whole thing. And, you know, it's fine. I can fix the computer anyway. It's fine.
Not actually what I'm worried about, but cool.
Yeah. Are you fine?
I mean, considering the circumstances, as fine as I'm going to be.
Fair.
You just seem a little less fine than normal.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel really personally attacked, y'all.
It's okay. How about, what kind of progress are we making on the spell side of things?
I don't know. What kind of progress am I making on the spell side of
yeah,
things?
Yeah, oh yeah, right.
Well, okay, so, and this is a good, go ahead, Saint, what were you going
to
say?
I just remembered that we had to find somebody to show us how to do the spell, right?
I believe you were thinking about talking to, well, you talked to Gabriel last time.
Yeah, but we were going to talk to somebody about the sigil, because it's either going to take us a lot of time, or maybe there'll be somebody who already, like, knows about it and could help us use it.
A little faster. Yeah, because originally, you guys were skimming the books, and skimming works, for the most part, to kind of give you an idea of what's in a book, but it does not give you the knowledge to be able to do all the things that you need to do. So you need to get somebody who has a lot of occult knowledge, who has dealt with this sort of thing in the past. And one name that comes to mind is Madam Peaches.
That's what I was going to say. We might want to talk to Madam Peaches. Even if she doesn't know exactly what to do here, I guarantee she knows somebody who will know what to do.
Right then, Bailey, you notice that the battery on your camera starts to drain very quickly. And you glance onto the viewfinder, And you see that when you first saw nothing in the picture, now suddenly you see each sigil seems to be stacked up, like they're parting and they're trying to keep away, like opposing magnets. So there's a layer between each one of these symbols. And much like the paper, it is definitely a 3D image, and it gives you an uncomfortable feeling. But you don't need to make another resolve check because you did one earlier.
Let me try to show that to Mirabelle. Like, well, this is one of the reasons why I'm a little nervous about this. And I'll show it to her, hopefully. Please don't make me look crazy, camera.
When she points it out, you can see the same thing. Can you give me a resolve roll, please?
Yep. Oh. Just giving. That should have been obvious.
Spreading that pain.
Yeah, hey, everyone.
Woo, the sigil madness. Is the chlamydia of occult.
63 on my 63.
Oh, you made it. That's nice. Good.
Barely.
All right.
Does this look like anything in the book?
Not that I've seen, no. Whoa, this is weird. I mean, if we're supposed to be talking about a sigil that people can draw, nobody could draw this. I'm thinking it's just one of these, not all of them.
No. And it kind of looks like there's something, like they're forming a whole, like, sentence spaced out like this.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that totally makes sense. That's, it makes my mind swim a little bit just to keep looking at it, but...
Can you both give me an occult roll?
Okay. I was like, this probably...
Am I part of this at all? This conversation?
You hear it all. Mira, are you going to walk over and take a look at it, knowing that it might cause you a bit of mental discomfort?
Yeah, sure.
And same thing with Cecil.
Cecil's actually working on her computer, trying to fix whatever problem there was.
Well, it's a software problem, so just give me a... software solution with your computer roll.
Okay.
I did not make my occult roll.
I got an 8 under my 43.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
I made
Saint.
My 31 under my 70 for resolve and 45 under my 73 for occult.
You both read this. It's a little bit more than a sentence. It's actually each symbol put together suddenly gives a bit of a knowledge into what the symbol is. So the Elder Things symbol, the one that's the star with an eye in it, is the symbol that protects everybody from other reality beings like the Messenger God. If you put that on yourself in any way, you can seal one of these creatures inside a tomb. If you put it on the door, they can't leave. It gives you that information. The other sigils, though, like the King in Yellow sign, don't do that. They are the different creatures that live throughout the universe. Each symbol has a different, almost, I'm going to say pantheon for easy use, of alien gods that no one is meant to know about. So by making your occult roll, you're kind of exposed yourself to a lot of information. So what we're going to do is we're just going to say that you straight up lose a resolve check, but I'm going to roll to see how many resolve points you lose. You get that many points in Cthulhu Mythos. Okay, so your Cthulhu Mythos will go up. Your resolve max, whatever your max is, goes down by that amount. And then we'll roll to see whether it's a fight, flight, or flee, or if you're able to swallow real hard, let future you deal with it. So there are 12 sigils, so I'm going to use a 12-sided die for how much you all lose. I'm going to do a different roll, one for Pooja and one for Saint to see. Pooja, you lose 6 points. So what you need to do is make a 50-50 roll. You want to get under 50% or at 50%. Or we'll do the fight flight thing.
Oh, for what it's worth, I made my computer roll.
Awesome. Your computer's back up. You're able to fix it.
Yeah. Okay. I rolled a 12. I feel like I'm really wasting some good rolls here at the top.
You are. You're gonna be hosed in no time. You decide how freaked out you are as a player, but you don't run or flee or whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, same thing for Saint. Let's see. Oh, okay. You take 10 points, which is a little different. Now, that means that your Cthulhu Mythos goes up by that amount, and your Resolve or Sanity goes down, your Max San or your Max Resolve goes down that amount. All right, so on for the Resolve thing, 10 to 24 points, GM takes over scene and says what happens. I'm going to say that, you know, you and Mira are looking into this viewfinder, and the enormity of the universe kind of crashes down on you hard. You've been dealing with piecemeal things. You've, okay, Greek gods, whatever, you were able to handle that, and you've, it's still weird, but you've absorbed the information. Horrible god from the outer realms beyond reality and time and space. Okay, that's really horrible, but I'm holding it all together. Learning that there is way more out there and that they all seem to have their own logos really kind of puts you in a mental state for a moment of just utter horror and fear. And you kind of back away from the camera for a minute, and then you just have to run to the door, open up the door, and take in a huge breath of air, and you start to have a bit of a panic attack at that moment. And I'm going to say it's going to last just, you know, a minute or two, and I'm going to let the other players decide how they react to your reaction, basically. What do the rest of you do?
All right, that should do it. I got my computer fixed. Where's Bailey? Bailey, you okay?
I'm going straight for that printout. It must be destroyed.
Okay.
I mean, it does. You are opening a door to the destruction of our entire dimension? No.
That has to be deleted off of the camera, too, then. I mean,
yes,
somebody
took
a photo of it. Like,
it really, really does.
What if we could use it, though? What if it's a weapon
no,
we could use against?
I'm not open to a discussion on this. I'm going for the piece of paper. If you are going to try to block me from getting it, I'm going to use my intimidate.
You know, I want to understand it before just destroying it. This is the problem that I'm always fighting against, especially when it comes to the government or anybody else that's out there.
This is not about the government. And honestly, the amount, like, imagine how much shit we got into with the Men in Black, and then multiply that by infinity. And that is the forces that you are opening the door to right now.
But we don't actually know anything about it.
We actually do.
It has to be studied and understood.
You know what? You can study it separately. We could go back and get the book that you ripped all of these pages out of to study them. But what I am not ever, ever going to let you do is destroy everything that we know and love and care about and fought
it's
for.
It's a piece of paper with some
for the sake of your curiosity.
Well, then
this
it's my responsibility and I'll take
worse,
care of it.
Like one locket managed to take you over.
Oh, so now it's back to this.
Days, and it took all of
it?
Us.
It's really turned into
it
that.
It took all of us just to defeat Shannon. There is nothing, absolutely nothing that we can do if any of this goes wrong. It is that far beyond
us. But what
us.
If it's something that we can actually use? Everything's beyond us. We need something on
Not
our side.
It, you know what? But we can do that without playing with a bunch of stuff and without calling everything and everyone that the messenger god is a messenger of. And I am not ever, ever going to allow that to happen. So give me the paper, Cecil.
You don't know anything.
Yes, I do. You have no idea what I just saw.
Fine, here's the fucking paper, okay? So much for friendship, all right? And understanding. I see how it is now. I understand how this is. And Cecil's going to hand her the paper and storm out.
Cecil, you've run out. I'm going to get back to the two of you in a moment. Let's jump over to Maribel and Bailey. Bailey, you're looking up at the sky and you're starting to come down. And you feel grass and concrete underneath your arms, and you see Maribel, crouched down next to you.
I'm all deep breaths, deep, slow breaths, in through the nose, out through the mouth. You doing better?
I guess. I can't even explain what I saw. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
So if we're on a scale of bad, very bad, or catastrophic, where are we?
I can only hope that we're just at very bad. I'm looking all around, and every time I blink, it's like I see like stars behind my eyes. Like, we have to stop him.
Okay, what do we need to do?
Where's that paper? Where's my camera? I start to get up. That has to go. Destroy both of those things.
Okay, let's go back in. Let's get your camera. Let's get the paper. Let's get it done. I trust you.
So you walk back in and you see that your camera is just sitting on the coffee table, and that I imagine, Mira, you've got the paper in your hand and the two of them come back in. What do you say to them?
I got the paper. We need to destroy this. I'm going to pull out my lighter and set it on fire.
Yeah, I'm going to burn it. Just burn it.
Yeah, burn it right now, right here.
Okay, Bailey, you delete your picture from your camera.
Like, with my eyes closed.
You just go through and get rid of it. When you burn the piece of paper and it gets to the part with the symbol on it, it flares up and goes up about maybe 3 feet with this purplish flame. And you hear this thunk sound, like metal hitting metal. And you look down and there's a puck. It doesn't have any symbols on it. So about 4-inch cross piece of metal is sitting there. But whatever magic was going on with the symbols seems to have reacted with fire. And now it's just this like piece of slag. So before we go on with this, let me jump over to Cecil. Cecil, do you get in your car and drive away? Do you go to the end of the block? Do you take a walk? Where are you going? Or do you even know?
She's pretty upset across the board and probably gets in her car and goes and drives to like an internet cafe or something. I imagine there's a local internet cafe.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. So you get to this cafe. Is there anything in particular you want to do? When you're...
Well, I first want to check my email because I sent one off to the newspaper.
Oh, right. To the Seattle Strange?
Yes, I was asking them about what happened in the area that the government had covered up.
Yeah, because you did a search at the library at Arkham and tried to get into the top secret files, and a couple of men in black showed up because you biffed your role. You get an email back and they go, this is pretty high level stuff. Whatever happened there, they have tried to wipe completely off the map. What we know is that there was an FBI raid in the early 30s, and there's some talk of human mutation and something that has to do with amphibious life forms living nearby. That's all secondhand information from descendants that say that their parents were attacked by the government and have been, basically anybody tied to it has been labeled as mentally unstable and untrustworthy and that sort of thing. They've done a really thorough job of covering it up.
I'm going to email back asking if any of the people that the government wrote off as being crazy liars, if there's any contact info they can dig up for me.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to make you wait for that. There is a man named Jeremy Hill, who is one of their ancestors, lived in Arkham, which is also a dead town. A lot of those towns kind of died out after the Great Depression, and they slowly kind of dried up because they weren't doing great before the Great Depression. Even in the 20s, they weren't doing great. And he used to live near there, like in Boston, but he has a lot of stories about things that happened back then. So they get you that phone number back.
Okay. I'm going to pocket the phone number for now, like write it down so that I've got it available because, you know, I only have internet where I have internet because it's the year it is.
So you've sent all that stuff off. And you hear a voice that's very familiar right next to you again, second time today, and it's kind of freaking you out that you had all these people talking to you from behind. And it's your mom's voice. Just, Cecil, can we talk, please, without making a scene?
And I turn around, like whip around.
Now, usually mom is dressed in 1950s attire. Like, you know, so she's got the dress and the whole thing, and dad had the pipe and all this. But now she's dressed in 1985 mom attire. She's got like a light pastel shirt with navy blue slacks and a black belt with a gold buckle on it. And her hair is very big and kind of all around. And she's just standing there. She's got the same 50s makeup on and smile, but different clothing on. You kind of wonder if she's trying to blend in, but she's about 10 years too late.
And I'm like physically seeing her.
Yeah, she's standing right there.
What do you want?
I was hoping we could talk. Everything has gone very badly, and...
Oh, shit.
I know. We didn't handle things well, and we just... You're family, and we don't want to lose you because we didn't correctly inform you about who you were.
Family? I don't know what I am. I don't know what you are.
That's the problem. More of the problem. We want to fix that. And we want to do it in a non-combative way so that you know at least who you are.
Why? Why are you offering this information? What's the catch?
There is no catch.
There's always a catch.
More of the problem. The conspiracy has really messed with your brain. We have to fix it. Look, it's our fault. We're saying it's our fault.
Oh, so now I'm broken? Like, everybody today is telling me that I'm broken and I need to be fixed. Like, I don't... What do you really want?
I want my daughter home.
Well, you're not going to get that.
Well, then I'd want my daughter safe.
That's probably unlikely as well.
At least if we talk, maybe you can have some information to be prepared with.
Then talk. I'm sitting right here, but I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere that is private or away or where I'm going to get abducted and, you know, screwed with again.
No, I understand all that. I get it.
I don't think you do.
All right, we can talk here. That's completely fine. All right?
Okay.
And I think this is a good place for this particular episode to wrap up. Thank you all so much. This was great. I'm excited to see how all of this kind of unfolds. Let's find out where all of these wonderful people are. Let's start with Saint.
Hello. You can find me on the internet under Saint Spider TV at twitter.com, as long as Elon hasn't blown it up further. That's SaintSpiderTV. TV. Thank you very, very much.
Hi, I am Pooja, and you can find me on the internet as Forgotten Saves. Pretty much, I have given up on the on the Twitter. But I am, you know, around the internets in a nebulous and ill-conceived way. I also play role-playing games on Happy Jack's RPG and a very special program on Queen's Court Games.
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere on the internet as at Strange Like That. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, my website, imprinted on the inside of your eyeballs, all kinds of things.
Hey, I'm Michelle. You can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter, like everybody's sentiment for now. You can find our show on our website, which is 12sidedstories, all one word, .com. All of our links there, so you can find our Twitter page, our Facebook group, our Discord, which I highly recommend joining and talking with us about the show and tabletop RPGs and all that good stuff. You can help out the show by giving us a donation at Ko-fi or joining, becoming a monthly subscriber either at Ko-fi or at Patreon. Either one of those places is awesome. Or you can give us a shout out on social media, or you can give us a review on your favorite platform. We appreciate all of those things. And until next time, thank you very much for listening. Bye.